let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. One review describes "That You Might Peer Into My Soul" by Dylan Thomas Altenhofen as insightful, honest, wonderful imagery. Dylan's poems overflow with emotions, reveal aspects of his soul. He wants readers to know that they are not alone in their despair. His words will transport you to a better place, reach your soul, upbuild you. Dylan Thomas Altenhofen, author of "That You Might Peer Into My Soul," is our guest on This Week in America. Dylan, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
It's great to be here, Rick.
You know, this is such an inspirational story, you sharing your experiences with everybody. Let's talk a little bit about why you decided to write the book and what you went through. I understand part of the reason you decided to write this book, "That You Might Peer Into My Soul," was to help you fight your depression. Talk about that aspect of it.
Yeah, when I started writing poetry before I was even considering publishing, I was having a really hard time with insomnia and depression, and I had always heard that journaling helped, so I wanted to try it out, see, but I was always real scared that somebody might see it, they might come across it by accident, so I decided I would just start writing poetry, that way if anybody just by chance saw it, they wouldn't be able to understand it completely. And it helped me with the sort of security that I could trust that my thoughts would be safe and nobody would be able to see them.
Well, that's interesting.
They would still be able to feel.
Yeah. You're sort of faceless as you're doing that. That's interesting from a couple of different standpoints. So poetry gave you the courage to go ahead and express yourself then. You were able to express it better by poetry.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And then you really at first didn't want people to know you were trying to do this in a faceless manner. What was this like as you start telling the story and people start understanding who you are and what you went through? How difficult has this been for you to lay yourself out there, to use your life as an example, to reach out and to help other people?
At first it was scary.
Yes.
But then I just kept telling myself it'll be okay because this will help. If I let this out and it will encourage other people to do the same, and they'll be able to relate without having to directly speak. So that way, it's just they can still relate without feeling completely vulnerable.
Yeah, which is interesting because the words that Dylan wrote can help so many people without a face-to-face conversation, a meeting. The book we're talking about is "That You Might Peer Into My Soul." Dylan Thomas Altenhofen is our guest in the program. Altenhofen is Altenhofen. The book available at the usual places, Amazon, Reader's Magnet. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about the aspect of you're reaching out to people. It's almost like you're having a conversation with the readers. Talk about that approach, because you really personalized it by the way you wrote the poetry. Was that important to you to have this conversation?
Absolutely. Because I know the worst thing I struggled with growing up was loneliness, and it's always been heavy on my plate, so to speak.
Yes.
So to speak in a personal manner and try to make it impersonal at the same time to somehow like word it in a way that they understand it, but they don't feel excluded is very important. It's also very hard. And as I was trying to, when I first started journaling, it was hard at first because it required a lot more effort, but then that's something that I always like to do is put the most effort into something that I planned on spending time on. And it was actually encouragement because now I can put, it'll devote more time. And if I'm busy with something, it takes your mind off problems if you have a craft to work on. But that craft I was working on was also a thing that was expressing myself. So it was like a twofold attack, kind of, that was to release all that pent-up emotions and at the same time keep my mind busy. So it was very constructive.
And the way that you've done this by doing the book is so impactful because you're reaching a large number of people. Talk about that. There are people that I'm sure have read that you might peer into my soul. You've never heard from them. You've never met them, but they've been impacted by your life and your words. You really reach a large number of people doing it this way, don't you?
Yes, I do. Absolutely. And when I wrote it, I really wanted to make it affordable. So I know charging it $4 for the digital download isn't much, but the point of this book was to really encourage people. I didn't want to make it completely free either, because I felt like, well, that would probably what they wouldn't want. They would want to give something, but I wanted to make it affordable. So I thought the best format was to write it the way I wrote it. So it's like, I could be personal, but at the same time, make it very affordable. And in the end, I could just, if I wanted to make money doing other things, I could write more books. But money wasn't the main concern with it.
Well, and the book's available, as I mentioned, at Amazon. You'll find it, Reader's Magnet. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on to what to do that. What has this been like for you? I think you sort of alluded to that. When you were able to get involved in the craft of poetry, when you were able to get involved in telling the story, did that sort of clear your mind? Did that sort of refocus your life, not on the negative, but on the positive that you were doing?
Yes, it did. When I write, it gets rid of all the negative, really. It helps me, it gives me clarity, really, to see what I do have. And also, it focuses my mind's eye to be able to determine what else that I really desire that's positive, whether it be like a person in my life I wanted to keep or talk to. And so it got rid of all the bad because I wrote it down, and it cleared my mind to focus on what good I could get.
You know, it's interesting because so many people, maybe not necessarily going through your exact circumstances, but going through difficult issues, they may not be able to write poetry, but they have other things they can do in their life. They can develop friendships, they can relationships, they can work on other crafts as you did with poetry. Did this help your anxiety? I assume that you went through great anxiety before you started getting a handle on things. Did this help with your anxiety, focusing on the poetry, focusing on the book, and sharing your message?
Yes, it did, because when I write, I go back and read it, and it does two things when I write, and I'm very heartfelt, and I put the work in to make it poetry instead of just writing it literally. It takes all the negative energy, and it takes the anxiety and it uses it for something positive. Because I tried for a long time to just get rid of the anxiety, but that didn't work. And I'm like, well, maybe I should just try using all this energy I have. Maybe it's a good thing if I spend my time and that anxiety in making it positive energy. So I couldn't just, I was taking pills for a while because it was so severe, but it wasn't going away. I'm like, well, maybe it's not meant to. Maybe I'm meant to use it to make something good.
Oh, yes.
That's why I have so much energy. And that was the mindset.
Sort of channel it into something positive, which Dylan has done with his book, That You Might Peer Into My Soul. Dylan Thomas Altenhofen, the last name is spelled Altenhofen, book available. Amazon, the usual places, Reader's Magnet as well. You mentioned something before, people sort of get into trouble sometimes with too much free time, and I know that was an issue that you were dealing with. Did you find that by taking that free time and spending it in a way, journaling, eventually writing the poetry, did that help you cope with the downtime that can be a very difficult time mentally for people?
Yes. You start to question yourself in your own existence, like, do I even have a purpose? And that's because I just had too much free time.
That, yes.
Exactly.
Yep, you were able to find something to do, because so often we get involved in situations when we have that free time. The book is That You Might Peer Into My Soul. Dylan Thomas Altenhofen is our guest on the program. Let's talk about vocabulary and putting it down. It's one thing to think, okay, I'm going to write poetry. Most of us couldn't do that. You obviously have a gift to be able to do that. How do you go about finding the right words to fit into the format that you're writing, but also be expressive and let us know the thoughts and the feelings that you're going through? How do you find the right words?
That's really hard. I'm not sure how I just, when I was growing up in high school, I realized I wanted to communicate better with people. What I actually did was I just started reading the dictionary and trying to improve my vocabulary that way, which was a long time before I started writing anything. So I started out just me reading the dictionary and improving my social skills, because I thought, well, that will help. If I get more friends, I'll have more things to do with them. And so initially it was just that, just increasing my vocabulary from just reading.
And those days came back to pay a benefit as you were writing down your thoughts and expressing those in Dylan's book, That You Might Peer Into My Soul. Writing the book, what has that been like? And you really come across the truth. Based from the journal, you find out who Dylan, we find out who Dylan is. Did you find out who Dylan is in going back and reading the book?
Yes, I did. Absolutely. I was teaching myself to be comfortable with myself as I wrote everything down. And I knew that they couldn't just completely interpret everything that I wrote if anybody did read it, and that made me feel even better. They encouraged me, because I'm always trying to on the outskirts of things, and that's how I grew up, is just being kind of on the sideline. So I began to kind of enjoy that. And so,
yeah, this was like a real experience for you, sort of a therapeutic sort of phase of your life that you went through in doing this. I want to talk a little bit about where you were. I mentioned that you were going through some dark times, and I understand even suicide was contemplated at one point. So you were about as low as you can get, weren't you?
Absolutely. I couldn't sleep. I was having terrible insomnia, and I just laid in bed. I didn't know what to do. I was always just depressed. I felt like nobody cared, and very lonely. And I felt the only way is that I have to just take baby steps. And that's what I started doing. And it's like, well, what's my plan? If this doesn't work, I'll try something else. I kept trying a lot of things, but the journaling is what stuck with me, because it was a perfect way to communicate with myself. And then after that, I took care of everything kind of in solitude so that nobody could really see me develop, which encouraged me more, because then when I finally burst out, this person would be like, I didn't even know that was you. Like, but nobody would ever be able to know the origins of it truly except me. Even if I talk about it, there's so many things I can't really describe or get into, because I don't really remember them, but I remember the feeling I had of doing what I did, which is just take baby steps and not give up on myself and just encourage myself a lot. And the writing helped, because I saw my potential. I saw it, and I wrote it down. And that was just baby steps, really. It took a few years to get better, but it did work.
Well, and that's the thing, and you've talked about baby steps a couple of times. Talk about how important that is, and I'm sure that's one of the primary messages you would give somebody. It's not like you flip a switch here and all of a sudden life is rainbows. It was a process to get from where you were to where you are today, hasn't it been?
Yes, it really was. I had to be patient, and I had to be persistent, and I had to, no matter what, I was always very stubborn in life. So doing things that would benefit me was always on my mind. I was always generally health conscious. I was also very stubborn. And I just wanted to get everything done right away. Well, I can't do that because not with everything. It doesn't work like that.
Yes.
Not if you want it to last. You have to be patient with yourself because you're a person too. You don't always have to do things for other people. You got to take care of yourself at some point. And to do that, you have to know who you are. So you have to be patient.
A couple minutes left in the program. The book is That You Might Peer Into My Soul. Dylan Thomas Altenhofen is our guest on the program. That's Altenhofen. What has this been like, again, in writing the book and being able to reach out and to touch people? What has that been like to hear from them or get family, friends that have read the book and understand what you've gone through? It has to be a very, very positive feeling, isn't it, that you're able to use your story and help other people to get through the situations that you got through?
Yes, it is. It makes me know that it was all worth it, that because I was persistent and patient.
Yes.
And I like it when people, they tell me it was very emotional and it served the point I made, which was to make people feel like they weren't alone. I may not be able to heal them, but I must know they're not alone and they're not as isolated as they feel. That's very, it warms my heart to know that. It does help people.
We got a couple minutes here. I want to just ask about what you're doing now. You are so talented at taking your thoughts and transposing those into words that are helpful to people. Are you still writing poetry and maybe working on another book?
Absolutely. I already have been writing quite a few poems as I go. I only kept the best. I don't want people thinking that's how I wrote from the start. It took a while for me to collect the best poems to put that into the book. And that's what else I'm doing now is I'm on another book of poetry, which is the sequel to that one. And I'm also writing the trilogy of books. It's a novel. So it's the story of a man kind of trying to overcome his loneliness. So I'm still writing very much. I'm also doing other things, like I'm in school too. So I'm not just focusing on one thing. It's good to alternate, like I talked about, keep your mind busy so that way you don't ever get overwhelmed by the free time.
Now, free time, that's one thing that you focused on, was avoiding the free time and filling it that you've done so well. You've worked with Reader's Magnet on this. Talk about that just briefly in working with them and having somebody there, sort of a partner that's getting the word out on the book. What's that been like?
Good. They kept checking in. They kept calling and emailing. And they would always talk a little extra, actually, to make sure I was just doing okay. It wasn't just business to them.
Yes.
They were genuine people. And they were encouraging. They kept trying to call and just like, hey, make sure you keep up the work.
Well, and that's one of the places you'll find the book is at readersmagnet.com. You'll find it at Amazon, the various formats of the book. The book is That You Might Peer Into My Soul by Dylan Thomas Altenhofen. That's Altenhofen. Dylan, a pleasure to have you on the program. You're touching a lot of lives in a positive way by sharing your message. Thank you for being with us and talking about it on the program today. Best of luck with this book. Hopefully we'll continue with the other books and have a chance to talk about them as well. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Rick. Have a good day.
It has been a pleasure. You as well. The book is That You Might Peer Into My Soul. You'll find information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.